ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيقول الله جل وعلا: وليحملن أثقالهم وأثقالًا مع أثقالهم وليسألن يوم القيامة عما كانوا يفترون. My dear brothers and sisters, many of us, we try our best in this life to build our next life. We try to come to the masjid for salah. We try to fast in the month of Ramadan. Some of us may perform i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan, give zakah, contributions towards the masjid, contributions towards good projects, go for hajj, help people when we can't help them. We always try to do good deeds, which is jameel jiddan, it's beautiful, and it's very, very beautiful. But where many of us go wrong is, as some of the people of the past, they were asked, this is from the earliest generations of Islam, they said, some Muslims perform the night prayer, يقومون الليل. So they perform the night prayer. And then in the morning, they get up and they backbite others. So subhanAllah, look at this individual's reply. It says, لعلهم خلقوا ليعملوا لغيرهم. If you can even, like, remember this statement, sisters. It says, maybe they were created so they can do good deeds to give to someone else. All of that hard work that a person puts in, and they're giving it to other people in the morning. In the morning, work. It's like a person building a house during the day, and then at night time, they destroy that house. So every day they build the house, and at night time, destroy it. Because, my dear sisters, there's two types of rights. There's the rights of Allah, and then there's the rights of a creation. And the rights of a creation is where many of us, we go wrong. We try to help ourselves in our relationship with Allah. But as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the authentic narration in Sahih Muslim, says, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ. So they asked, he asked, do you know who the muflis is? So they said, الْمُفْلِسُ مِنَّا مَنْ لَا ذِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا دِنَارَ وَلَا مَتَاعَ. Says the muflis. The muflis, if we translate it, it means the bankrupt one. The one who doesn't have anything. Is the one who has no gold coins, no silver coins, no belongings. So the Prophet ﷺ says to the Sahaba, he says, إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا فَيُعْطَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِ فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْضَى مَا عَلَيْهِ أُخِذَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ ثُمَّ طُرِحَتْ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ طُرِحَتْ النَّارِ. My dear sisters, this narration, if a person genuinely thought about this narration, it will make a person's hair turn white, turn grey. It will genuinely affect the person. Because all of that, you know, you're building this mountain of good deeds in this life. But he's saying that the bankrupt one, the Prophet is saying, the bankrupt one, oh my Ummah, the one who's got nothing, is the one who comes on Yawm al-Qiyamah, بِصَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاةٍ. Lots of salah. It's to pray, mashallah, regularly. Night prayer, tahajjud. It's to pray regularly. Fasting in Ramadan, fasting Mondays and Thursdays, fasting Ayyam al-Bidh, the white days, 13th, 14th, 15th. Jameel, that's beautiful. They used to give zakah, they used to, you know, they took care of these. But where did they go wrong? They went wrong, in what sense? In relationship to the creation, So he says, they come on Yawm al-Qiyamah with all of these good deeds, like a mountain worth of good deeds. And then what happens? But they swore at one person. So it's no problem. As in, you know, main thing is I pray salah, main thing I swore at one person. They slandered and lied about one person. They took someone's money. And lying, brothers and sisters, which is another important point, is that shaitan, he packages lying, saying, no, it's alright, it's justified. It's justified. Nothing wrong with that. So what happens is, we lie, and we pay the price for it in the next life. And if we know ourselves, and no one will know if you're lying, except for yourself and sisters. Of course, first and foremost, Allah, after that, yourself. So when your insides are playing up, وَتَرَدَّدَ فِي الصَّدَقِ وَتَرَدَّدَ فِي الصَّدَقِ like the Prophet in Sahih Muslim, I think there's a movement inside, that means, you know that it's a lie. Lie is coming out of your mouth. And the lie, the human beings may believe your lie, but Allah is fully aware of it. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, like in that, in the ayah that we started off with, وَلَا يَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ They're gonna be holding their own burdens, the sins, their problems. And they're gonna be holding everyone else's as well. Everyone else's as well. وَلَا يُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And they will surely, they can get away with it in this life. But they're gonna be asked, they're not gonna get away with being asked in the next life, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ About the lies that they invented, they made up. So that narration, sisters, talking about a person who hits someone, a person who swears at someone, a person who wrongs someone, a person who takes someone's money, a person who sheds some blood, says, what's gonna happen? People are gonna take from their good deeds. Person might want to say sorry. There's no more chance. Sorry ended in this dunya. Sorry is possible in this life. In the next life, they want good deeds. It's too late. It's too late for the sorry. Now, they want good deeds. So they take a person's good deeds, and they take their good deeds, and they take their good deeds, and if their good deeds have run out, good deeds are run out, because only Allah knows what's accepted. Only Allah knows what was accepted from your good deeds. When the good deeds have run out, they start getting their sins, and they number you with their sins. So you hold their burdens. Their burdens. And then what happens? And then it will be placed on them, and the person will be thrown in the fire. Sahih Muslim. I mean, this is no ordinary narration. And when we look, anyone who analyzes the Muslims in nowadays, all of us, we find that this is one of the biggest plays we fought. This is one of the biggest ways we fall short in our times. Easily. Like the Prophet said in Sahih Muslim, when he asked, when he told the Sahaba, he says, about ghiba, about backbiting, saying something bad about your brother, backbiting them. He says, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَى To mention your brother, to mention something that your brother dislikes. Dislikes about him. So the Sahabi, one of the companions said, أَرَأَيْتَ إِن كَانَ فِي أَخِي مَا أَقُولُ About if, as in I said, he's, you know, he done this, and it's the truth. It says, إِن كَانَ فِيهِ مَا تَقُولُ فَقَدْ اغْتَبْتَ خلاص, you've fallen into ghibah. The fact that you said something that he dislikes, behind his back, you've done ghibah of him. You've backbitten him. As in, that means in the next life, he wants your good deeds. That means in the next life, he wants your good deeds, and sisters. And he says, وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ مَا تَقُولُ فَقَدْ بَهَدْتَ And if it's not, if you mean you've lied, you said, he done this, he didn't do this, she done this, she didn't do this, you've slandered him. Now you've invented something against him, like your brothers and sisters. So this is something that in order to protect what we already have, it's very important for us to start to think about this. Because many of us, when we speak very loosely. Very, very loosely. And it's as if we feel that because the brother, no thunderbolt's gonna strike you from the sky, the brother beside you, and sometimes, because we might be a little bit religious, other people, they think, no, if it, we become a fitna for other people. Why? Because we're backbiting. So a person says, this is a sheikh. This is a person, mashallah, who prays in the front sub. This is a person who does this. This is a person who works for the masjid. This is a person who, he's got a big beard. This is a sister, mashallah, who covers up. This is a brother. So when they look at that and then they say, they're doing ghibah. Say, ghibah can't be too bad. Backbiting can't be too bad. Because they do it. So we become a trial for others. Others follow us in this munkar. In this munkar. So then we don't just take the sin alone. We take the sin for umam. Sometimes nations will follow us in the process. Why? Because we're loose with our tongue. ولوسوا لا تعلم ما دير بذرز اند سيسترز لعلهم خلقوا ليعملوا لغيرهم لعلهم خلقوا ليعملوا لغيرهم perhaps they were created to work for others not for themselves meaning all of that hard work and you give it to others at the end of the day after all of that hard work you end up giving is it worth it brothers and sisters والله is it worth it as in ask yourself this question every day like when we if you at the end of the day you ask yourself how many times did I back up like Imam Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى he said ever since I learned that ghibah harms the one who does it I stopped it Imam Bukhari the author of Sahih Bukhari says ever since I learned that ghibah harms the one who does it I stopped it and that's why in one of the narrations in Imam Bukhari quotes in his book Al-Adab Al-Mufrad the Prophet goes past two graves says amma ahaduhuma fakana yaghtabu an-nas this is adab of qabr exactly inshallah he says that as for one of them he used to backbite the people this is why he's being punished right now in the grave as in so a person thinks rest in peace a person thinks no problem it's as in forget until waiting for the next life it begins in the grave a person's worried that they're going to be punished in the grave. Why? Because they were loose with their tongue. The tongue. That's one point, brothers and sisters. That's the first point. The second point is, so first one, we need to start to make sure that we protect our tongue. Protect our tongue. Like the Prophet ﷺ says, in Bukhari and Muslim, a person who guarantees that he can take care of that which is between his jaws and his tongue. That which is between his thighs, says, I أَضْمَنُ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ The Prophet ﷺ is guaranteed, he's giving you a warranty that you're, خلاص, he's guaranteeing that you're going to get Jannah. But that's when, this is taken care of, my sisters. This is taken care of. Person does that. So the first thing is, we try our best to stop it right now. Second thing is, when a brother or sister is about to backbite in your presence, about to bad mouth in your presence, then like Hassan al-Basri, a man came to him, and he says, Ya Aba Sa'id, he said to Hassan al-Basri, he says, Ya Aba Sa'id, so-and-so, fulana, yatakallamu fiki, he speaks bad about you. So what did Hassan al-Basri, what did he say? Ama wajid al-shaytan, rasul al-ghayran, he says, the shaytan couldn't find a message other than you. You're the only guy the shaytan could find to come and share this info with me, share this information with me. So after he made that statement, he said, Wallahi ya Aba Sa'id, says, by Allah, he's talking about Hassan al-Basri, that's his kunya, says, you know, tubt, khalas, I've made tawbah, I'm not gonna do it again. This is the last time I'm going to do ghiba. Yeah, he's basically saying that, atubala. So, that was Hassan al-Basri. What is he teaching us? He's teaching us that when someone is backbiting in your presence, remember my dear sisters, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There's no obedience to who? To the creation when it involves disobedience to the creator. Even if it's your parents, even if it's your teacher. It doesn't matter who it is. لا شك. A person does it in a polite way and with look. You know, a person does it in a nice way. But at the end of the day, when it comes to backbiting, when it comes to معصية of the خالق, disobeying the Creator, Allah the Almighty, no one has any concessions here. No one has any concessions. A person needs to, if they're in a gathering and someone's backbiting, either they leave the gathering. They walk off. I need to go. They walk off. Or they change the subject. Or if they can pluck enough courage, they say, this isn't the right thing for us to speak about, let's speak about something else. Or say, we've backbitten this person, غفر الله لنا وله. May Allah forgive us and forgive him too. But it's important for us not to entertain it, my dear brothers and sisters. So this is the second point. The first one, to stop. The second one, not to entertain it. Number three, it's all about ghibah. It's all about backbiting and حقوق of the خلق. What's important, my dear brothers and sisters, is that when it crosses your mind, because it all initiates from the mind, You think bad about someone, that's why you normally backbite them. You speak bad about them. Remember, as a number of the scholars of the past, they say, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا. Allah says in the Quran, oh you who believe, if a fasiq, person who's distant from Allah, a rebellious person, a disobedient person to Allah, comes with some news, says, oh, so-and-so done this. You know your mind, in your salah sometimes, sometimes when you're speaking, bad thoughts come about your brothers. Bad thoughts come about your sisters. Where did it initiate from? Where did it initiate? A person has bad assumptions, bad thoughts. Where did it, what's the secret? The secret is, Allah is saying in the Quran, when a disobedient person, a person far away from Allah, comes with some news to you, this is also news. It's not, no one's saying it to you in your ears, but they're speaking in a language that your heart understands. So when they, so your heart, so that's why you're thinking bad about your brother or sister. And sometimes it may last for days that you're thinking bad. As soon as you understand, like the people of the past, they would say, as soon as you understand that Allah is saying, if news comes to you, verify it. Check it up. It says, and the shaytan is what? أَفْسَقُ الْفُسَاقُ. It's the worst fasiq. فَلَا يَجُوزُ تَصْدِيقُ إِبْلِيسِ. So it's not allowed to believe Iblis, nor his dhurriya, nor his progeny, his offspring. So when you have this idea, Allah, try it, my dear brothers and sisters. When you think bad about your brother, and we all think it. If a person thinks that they don't think about it, that means they don't know themselves. That means they don't actually understand themselves. Yeah? Everyone has su'ul dhann. They think negative sometimes about others. It could be their family members, it could be their friends, it could be Allahu A'lam, different people. As soon as you understand that shaytan was the one who whispered this to you, whispered this to your heart, and you say, La, a'udhu billahi wa shaytan rajim. Because I'm not interested in what the shaytan has. I have to think good about my brothers. I have to think good about my sisters. I have to come up with excuses. I have to come up with excuses. As soon as you have done that, بإذنالله تعالى, you find that within a few minutes, maybe 1 minute, maybe, even though you've had these thoughts for 5 days, 1 week, maybe longer than that, as soon as you understand shaytan was the one who initiated these thoughts, what will happen? خلاص, it's done. إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. خلاص, after that, the kaid of the plots of a shaytan, it's just weak, and it'll go straight away. But you have to be smart, my dear brothers and sisters. You have to put effort in. You have to put effort in. You have to understand this su'ul dhann bil akharin, that this thinking negative assumptions for others is from the shaytan. So I say, a'udhu. Yeah, this is incorrect. Why? Because the problem is, it's not the su'ul dhann. Su'ul dhann is bad enough. But then after that, what comes out of the mouth? That baghi. That you're going to be saying قَوْلًا بَاطِلًا, some false statement about your brother and sister, which you're going to be asked about in the next life. And they're going to take your good deeds because of it in the next life. It all started off how? What's the root of the problem? That sort of regularly, we pray regularly, we try to do lots of khair. But this is one of the secrets behind not entering into the Jannah of this dunya. Like Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Indeed, the righteous, those who are from the salihin, those who try to Allah, to make progress with their relationship between themselves and Allah, they're in a state of bliss. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, فِي دُورِهِمُ الثَّلَاثِ. He says that in all three stages. What stage? First one's in the dunya, in this world. The second one is in the grave. It only gets better. The third one is in the next life. When a person enters into Jannah, that's the greatest one. There's no doubt about that. But how can a person enter into that? One of the greatest ways is a person starts to behave like the people of Jannah in this world. How is that? What is Allah? How does Allah describe the people of Jannah? وَهُدُوا إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. And they were guided to pure speech. Pure speech. So a person does muhafaza on their speech as much as possible. And like Rabi' ibn Khuthayn, from the students of Ibn Mas'ud, he's from the Tabi'in. Ibn Mas'ud, he says to Rabi', he says that, لو رآك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأحبك. If the Prophet saw you, he would have loved you. It's Rabi'. Rabi' ibn Khuthayn used to take care of his tongue on an unbelievable level. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grandson Hussein was killed, they came. They said, right now Rabia is going to speak. They said, what did you say about this? So what did Rabia say? He said, إِلَى اللَّهِ إِيَابُهُمْ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ حِسَابُهُمْ. Look at this. He protected his tongue. Even during difficult times, made a general statement to get, which includes them, but everyone else as well. Everyone else is included. As if any time a person's in doubt, the key is you protect your tongue. Don't be brave and say things that please other people, because a lot of the time, we say things without genuinely meaning it with the heart. We're saying it because other people get excited, they get happy. We're not saying it for ourselves. What did he say? He said, to Allah will be their return, إِلَى اللَّهِ إِيَابُهُمْ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ حِسَابُهُمْ. And Allah will hold them accountable. الجميع. That's for everyone. It's for everyone. Everyone's going to return back to Allah. Everyone's going to be held accountable for their deeds. Good for good, bad for bad. Bad for bad. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us try our utmost best, inshaAllah ta'ala, make a fresh intention, inshaAllah ta'ala, that from today, and including myself, from today, from after this khutbah, or from now in fact, that we try to protect our tongues to the best of our ability. And we try to make sure, when people mention other people, we say, look, I'm not going to be held accountable for this, but let me focus on myself right now. Let me focus on Rabia. When people used to say stuff as well, he says, I don't have time to speak about others, and I'm not pleased with my own situation right now. I feel like I'm not happy with my own situation. When you have to speak, that's an istithna, that's an exception, obviously. When a person has to speak, it's an exceptional circumstances. But otherwise, when it comes to stuff like ghibah, unnecessarily, backbiting, this, my dear brothers and sisters, let us try to stop this, try to purify our tongues, purify our hearts, so our hearts will be beaming, inshaAllah ta'ala, and bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll be pure in this life, and we'll be enjoying ourselves even more in the next life, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, ma salaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, bi-idhnil hamidu majid. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب.